Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of stuff you missed in history class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's December 9th. The Cretan Autonomous State was established on this day in 1898 under the old-style Julian calendar. That was December 21st under the Gregorian calendar. This followed a lengthy occupation of the island of Crete by the Ottoman Empire. Back during the Fourth Crusade, Crete had been sold to Venice, but the predominantly Greek population largely objected to this, and the Venetians weren't all that benevolent when it came to the Greek population. So the Ottoman Empire concluded that Crete might welcome them as liberators and fight with them against Venice. So to that end, the Ottomans invaded Crete in 1645. Venice, though, was determined to stay in control, and this led to a lengthy standoff and a 22-year siege of the city of Candia before Venice finally ceded the island of Crete to the Ottomans on September 6th of 1669. Fast forward more than 200 years to 1896, at which point the Ottoman Empire is starting to wane, and numerous other international powers have a vested interest in making sure that warfare doesn't start in the wake of this power vacuum. This included Russia, France, Italy, Great Britain, Germany, and Austria-Hungary. All of them had a vested interest in what was happening on Crete. This international team finally convinced the Ottoman Empire to reform the government of Crete and to place a Christian governor and a European commission that would oversee things like police and the courts. But at this point, Crete's population included both Christians and Muslims. And while the Christians were delighted at the idea of having a Christian government in charge, the Muslims were not. This led to ongoing religiously motivated violence as international powers tried and failed to put Crete under local control. The great powers had taken for granted that the Ottoman Empire would ultimately leave Crete, but it wasn't exactly clear to anyone when or how that would happen. Ultimately, there were only four nations who still were actively involved in Crete at this point. That was Russia, France, Italy, and Great Britain. They divided up the island and placed forces in each of these four quadrants that they created, and they started searching for a high commissioner who would take over the island, and that search started in the spring of 1898. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this led to huge amounts of unrest, with local residents objecting to various aspects of the rule that they were under, and this ended up in what was known as the Candia Massacre, which started on August 25th, 1898, under the Julian calendar, or September 6th, under the Gregorian calendar, and we talked about that on this show on September 6th, which is also why some of what we've talked about might sound a little familiar. As many as 800 Christians on Crete were killed in this massacre. In the aftermath of the massacre, the British authorities tried to restore order, tried to bring the perpetrators to justice, and they became increasingly impatient and frustrated with the Ottoman forces that were still on the island. The international powers finally ordered the Ottoman forces to withdraw entirely, although the last of their force were not removed until November 6th. That same month, Russia, France, Italy, and Great Britain finally agreed on a high commissioner to take over Crete, and that was Prince George of Greece and Denmark. This was a 3-year renewable term for him to act as high commissioner. He arrived on December 9th under the Julian calendar, and that's what marked the beginning of the Cretan autonomous state. The other forces started to withdraw after the high commissioner arrived, and while this did, at least in name, create an autonomous state of Crete, it also started the process of Crete becoming increasingly connected to Greece before finally becoming part of the nation of Greece in 1913. One note about our next week of episodes, Christopher Hasiotis, whose name you have heard as a researcher on this show before, will be filling in for me as a guest host. This is going to make sure we still have podcasts over the holidays. Thanks to Eve Jeffcoat for her research work on today's show, and thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for a massive and unsolved heist.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.